Do you ride this bus often? What kind of line is that even? Oh, they're gonna murder me. Speaking of the devils. Yeah, I know I'm late. Yada yada yada, whatever. As sexy as a spreadsheet. Wow. That one burned. Brought in someone to help. Wait. What? Who? For fuck's sake.
Hey, it's me. I just read your email. What do you mean, brought in someone to help? Like a ghostwriter? A co-author? Look, I know I've been struggling. It's been a really hard year for me. But isn't this a little bit extreme? Who have you even brought in? Do I even know this person? What if we have completely different styles in writing? Oh, one of the best. Okay, well. I mean, I guess I'll meet with them, sure, but I don't like this idea, Evelyn. I really don't. Yeah, I know. I know it's late. I'm fully aware, and I'm aware that it sucks, but no, I don't really know. But I know I can, like, well, I appreciate the confidence in me. What do you mean, don't be like that? You called it as sexy as a spreadsheet. Do you know how insulting that is? Fine, I'm sorry. I know you're trying to help, and yeah, I'll meet them. I'll try to have an open mind, okay? Just, if it doesn't work, fine. Yeah, can you send me their details? Okay. Yeah, I'll try to meet with them tomorrow. Okay. Yeah, you have a good day too.
No fucking way. It sure has. I didn't even know you ghostwrite? Since when? Oh. Yeah, I see. Well, I guess rent does need to be paid. you want something to eat? I'm good too. What do you mean? I'm trying to be nice. This is awkward. Did you know? And why did you agree? Each pay rent. Well, I don't know if us working together is a good idea. I know you're a great writer, but you know. Like old times. I remember the old times. I remember how much we bickered about work. How we have completely different styles. I remember you saying that I was always using the most dramatic metaphors, and I remember how I would always told you to put more emotion into the really heavy scenes. Yeah. But that was at uni. You know, that was a long time ago. And we couldn't even work together then without bickering. True. I mean, I suppose. Suppose people do change. Look, I'm not saying yes. And I'm not saying no, but how about we try? Maybe you could come to my place tomorrow and I'll show you what I have so far. And you tell me how dramatic and sucky it is. And we'll go from there. Yeah, sounds good. So how's life treating you? I don't know, isn't that what you normally ask someone when you haven't seen them in a long time? How's Julia? Sorry. No, not really. To be fair, I never really liked her that much. I'm honest, there's a difference. She was never very kind to you. That is not true. I may have insulted your writing, but I'd never do what she did. I know. I mean, we bickered, but I thought that was just That was it, you know? Tell me I didn't actually treat you poorly. And if I did, then you should tell me so I can apologize. I know I can be a jerk sometimes, but I don't actually mean it. Good. I said that. Of course I did. No. I've tried. I just work, you know. I've been busy. And it just takes a lot of energy to put yourself out there, to be open and vulnerable. Yeah. Now? Yeah, I know it's busy here, but you want to get started now? I guess we could. Sure. Yes, I have wine. Isn't it a little bit too early to drink? Fine. I do. I have that too. Don't make fun of me. They're my favorite. Well, you'll find out if they're still as good. Come on, let's go. What do you mean, what sentence don't make sense? It's poetic. Shivering like the last leaf in an autumn windstorm. What's wrong with that? Okay, they both looked at each other like they were the last piece of cheese in the fridge. No, I was joking. That's terrible. Relatable, really. Well, you always did like your cheese, but this, no, that's lazy. Well, yeah. Kissing in the rain is romantic. You would have had them high five or something. Like, I don't know, they just won a football game or something. Yeah, football and cheese, that's romance. I'm not pretentious. I'm not saying that can't be romantic, I'm just saying I prefer my version of it, okay? No, they can't kiss and then high five, that's... What are they high-fiving about? No. Absolutely not. No. Yeah, I'll have some more. I think we're gonna need it, because this... Okay, let's... you know what, let's leave that part, let's just move on, okay? So, this I actually like. She didn't know if she loved them more for who they were, or for who they finally got to be when she looked at them like that. Kind of beautiful. It kind of says that she loved them for who they were, but also loved seeing them growing into the person that she always knew they were. Like, the more she got to see of them, the more she loved them. Yeah, write it. You know, this isn't all too bad. Yes. All it did. Maybe we do work better together than we think. True, it just took us a lot of time to realize that. What do you mean? Things had gone differently. How? I don't know, honestly. I mean, you were like my best friend. Kind of felt like a death somehow when you moved away. I really did miss you. I'd admit to Facebook stalking you just a little bit. Yeah. I'm glad you're back. No, not just back here in the city. Back in my life, maybe, kind of. At least I hope you want to be. And maybe we can kind of start over, get to know each other again after all these years. I know that time changes people, but despite the fact that you drive me mad sometimes, I love that big heart of yours. No, I'm not gonna say that. Really, if I don't, you... That's so childish. Fine, I'll say it, okay? I never needed a first draft. I just needed you.